If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician at the Pacific Research Institute. HenryMillerMD.org is his website to follow his articles. To help me understand the latest announcements about the virus, the vaccines, and what is to be done. The vaccine arrived late 2020, and through the first half of 2021, vaccine was dominant for the story of good news, recovery. All of us are safe now, especially those who have been doubly vaccinated, the vulnerable population, and those who seek to be invulnerable. And Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, all wonderful stories, except the Delta variant. I see now the politics leads the President of the United States, who very much looked forward to freedom on July 4th, to announce that he is ordering all federal workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In addition, those who are contractors to the federal government are mandated to be vaccinated. So what has happened that we've changed directions about our confidence? Henry, a very good evening to you. It is the Delta variant, and we heard tales of this sweeping through the subcontinent some months ago, and then into Indonesia. And at the time, it was a puzzle how that part of the world had escaped the big numbers of hospitalizations and deaths in the first year of the pandemic, but now is being laid low. And indeed, we don't have final numbers about the pandemic in that part of the world. So clearly, something is happening that is not improving the situation. And it starts with the Delta variant. What is surprising about the Delta variant? Still being studied, nothing determinative, but it clearly is part of the story of why we're reorganizing our defenses. Good evening to you, Doctor.
Good evening, John. Well, let's recapitulate what determines the spread or the surge of a viral pandemic. It's dependent on three factors. One is the characteristics of the virus itself, how transmissible it is, how virulent is the illness that it causes in those who are infected. Second is the state of immunity in the population. How able are people to fight off the infection, either to prevent infection entirely or at the very least to prevent severe illness and death. And the third is human behavior, how willing people are to avoid contacts, in particular to avoid super spreader events that really can push the rate of infection into the stratosphere. So what happened was we began with the original Wuhan variant, and that was used to make vaccines. But then the virus evolved, mutated, and other variants of it became predominant. So we had the alpha variant, and then more recently Delta, which is really quite different from the original Wuhan variant, again, to which the vaccines were developed. So researchers have found that Delta is sixfold less sensitive to antibodies from individuals who had recovered from a previous infection, that is, an infection with previous variants, and it's about eightfold less sensitive to antibodies produced in response to two doses of either the Pfizer-BioNTech or AstraZeneca vaccines. And we assume that that would be true for Moderna as well, although that experiment hasn't yet been done. Also, the researchers have created laboratory models of the human airway to see how efficient the Delta variant is at attaching and replicating, that is, infecting these laboratory model airways. And they found that the Delta variant is much more efficient at replicating in these models than the Alpha variant or the original Wuhan variant. And that's at the molecular level, that's that ability is associated with changes in the spike protein, that protein on the surface of the virus that it uses to attach to and enter cells of targets, that is, victims. And that's part of what we're seeing, both with breakthrough infections, because, again, the vaccines were developed to an earlier version of the virus, and also because people are, in many places, are being more cavalier about their interactions and their actions.
Does this mean, Henry, we will need new vaccines for the Delta variant now under development?
With Delta, if we had universal or virtually universal vaccination and a modicum of cautionary behavior, I think we could suppress the rate of infection reasonably well. Those factors seem to be elusive at this point. We certainly, I think, will benefit from booster shots. That is, an additional shot of the same vaccine that has been administered previously to boost the level of antibodies and cellular immune response. We're seeing, even with these breakthrough infections of Delta, that the incidence of hospitalization and death is very, very low. But having said that, There are so many unvaccinated people that the hospitals in many parts of the country and the ICUs in particular are simply being overwhelmed. I mean, really, really overwhelmed. And the staffs are burning out. So as to the question of needing brand new vaccines, I think we won't need that unless we see even worse variants down the road, and they may be in the offing. As we've discussed before, every single infection causes the virus to replicate, to mutate, and to be a candidate for Darwinian evolution to cause it to spread. It's survival of the fittest, it's transmissibility, transmission of the fittest, and that could very well happen. We have another candidate in a variant called Mu, which seems to be better able to elude vaccine-induced immunity, and the immunity conferred by previous infection with earlier variants. But the good news about Mu is that it's not very transmissible, but we may be only a single mutation away from being both as transmissible or more transmissible than Delta, and also very able to elude vaccine-induced immunity. That would be a disaster. Then we would have essentially a new pandemic for which the vaccines were not very effective.
We just have 30 seconds, Doctor. Right now, Delta is dominant in 90 countries, according to Nature magazine. Can we expect that to change the direction of people's opinions of the vaccine and the virus, that they will lose faith in the vaccine because of the domination? What do you expect to happen, Henry? 30 seconds.
Well, I think with public health officials and even many politicians making it clear that the vaccines work superbly to prevent hospitalization and death.
Right.
I think that we may be successful in swaying a lot of public opinion.
Dr. Henry Miller, the Pacific Research Institute, henrymillermd.org is his website. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.